This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
When you're watching West Ham, Lee, doesn't appear to be that much wrong with their recent performances, barring that freak loss in the FA Cup against West Brom. But they've now just won one of their last nine in the Premier League. Mm. They look booked for mid-table obscurity, don't they now, really? The 5 points behind Tottenham, who are in seventh in the league. They should have beaten Tottenham, really, at White Hart Lane last time, but only ended up with a point there. That Alan Pardew effect at Crystal Palace seems to be wearing off, though, I think. Well, gradually.
I just think it's quite a stark difference between the home and away form. If you look at the home form, it's not clever at all. Although they were unlucky at home to Arsenal last week. Away from home, though, they've done really well under the new manager. You know, they beat Burnley, beat Dover when he was watching from the stands. Which obviously, they should have done. Beat Burnley 3-2, beat Southampton in the FA Cup 3-2, and beat Leicester 1-0. So, I mean, it's a perfect 100% away record so far. How long that lasts is another matter. This isn't a sentence that gets mentioned too many times, but you've got to feel a bit sorry for Big Sam, haven't you?
No.
Eighth in the table, safe, with 12 games to go. Yeah, they still want rid of him. You know, it does seem harsh to me, but it's just not a good fit between them. And I think, you know, if Palace scored early, I could imagine the West Ham fans starting to voice some disapproval straight away.
I think it's crazy, by the way. I think he does a fantastic job at West Ham.
Yeah, he's doing similar to what he did at Bolton way back when, isn't he?
It's the acquisitions, isn't it, that he's made in the summer that look. Whoever's responsible, whether it is him that's solely responsible for bringing those players in, bringing Enna Valencia, Diafra Sacco, they just look like terrific signings to me.
Yeah, and I think they'll score goals. I think both teams will score in this game. You know, Palace have scored, if we discount the Dover game, 3 at Burnley, 3 at Southampton, 1 at Leicester. Anyone who scores at 3 at Southampton, even if it's in the FA Cup and they've maybe taken their eye off the ball a little bit, still not many teams go to St Mary's and do that. They've got pace on the wings at Crystal Palace, and I think they'll like to sit back and play on the counter. I'm going for a scoring draw here. I don't think Palace will have enough to beat West Ham, and I think West Ham might be a little bit inhibited with the home crowd, just a bit tetchy every time maybe they hit a long ball. You know, look at the forums, and the fans are absolutely livid about that he always goes back to the long ball style of football. So the draw on both teams to score is my bet here at 16-5.
Okay, Derek, what do you make of these odds?
You wouldn't be backing Hammers, would you? One win in nine. To beat, you know, and they're all only just about above evens to beat a side who are capable on the day. You know, they've got a couple of match winners in the side, Palace. I can't understand why a week or so ago, Big Sam was getting, you know, pilloried, and it was all talk about his next manager to go. And in a 2-2 draw at Tottenham seems to have quietened everyone down. I mean, his oversized head was on the chopping block. But, dear me. You need a chopping block the size of the Eastern Block, wouldn't you, for that head?
I think it's because he managed to deflect the. They shouldn't have chucked that away, should they? He managed to deflect the criticism, didn't he, by really turning on the kind of injustice that he felt in that game, I guess.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. Let's, you know, he's a master of press manipulation, isn't he? A bit like me. He was once heavily backed. I'm not having West Ham at these prices. I don't understand where that performance against Tottenham came from last week, because it was a 4-stone better. Stewards would have inquired had it been a horse race. But I'm not backing them at these short odds. Both sides are draw specialists in recent weeks. I think the Hammers have drawn 5 of their last 9. They've both drawn more than a third of their games this season in the league, 9 each from 26 games each, which suggests the draw should be 2-1. But it's over that, of course. There is 5-2, something like that. I'm going to go for the draw. Also, Palace would be made up with a draw. Keeps nudging them up the table a little bit. I don't think West Ham's ambitions are anything other than finishing in the mid-table, because that's where they're going to finish. So it's almost like...
There's nothing there, is there, in this match?
I was going to say, is it an end-of-season game already?
Yeah.
Maybe a bit dangerous to say that, because Palace are only 5 points clear of the drop.
They only need 10 points, though, don't they, realistically? Yeah. I think 37 points will see them safe. They've got 27 from 26 matches. It does look like a match where there's nothing for either team to play for.
That result at Tottenham as well. Remember that stat that after the Europa League, Tottenham had lost all four of the home games, didn't they? You know, after Europa League. Tottenham are usually off after playing on the Thursday night. So West Ham, I think, just took advantage of it.
Yeah.
But couldn't get it done, you know, which is a worry, isn't it, I think.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.